Blog Talk Radio.
Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I've got good news and bad news. JoJo is going solo. The bad news is my boyfriend, John Arricchio, my co-host, he's decided to step back to pursue better things. He's a movie director, and he's working on some stuff, so I'm very happy for him. But I'm sad for me and for you guys, but he will be back on occasion. He's going to come on once in a while and check everything out and see if we're doing okay. I'm sure he's going to do a report card on me. But anyway, we have a great show for you tonight. We've got singer-songwriter Rick Ryan on tonight, and we were scheduled to have G.T. Spooner on, and unfortunately, I screwed up the scheduling, so we will have him back. We're shooting for this month or definitely next month. So, but we do have with us tonight a great singer-songwriter, and oh my God, so fascinating. Wait till you hear all the stuff he's involved in. I mean, he's like shit. He's all over. So trust me, we got to talk about this. So, but before we start, let's say thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Keys for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, and Joey Mac's Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, where oral satisfaction is guaranteed. So, Mr. Ryan, are you on the phone, sir?
I am here, and that was a mouthful, I'll tell you.
I know. But I try to do it in one breath. I can't do it in one breath. I'm not a kid anymore. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. We have with us Rick Ryan. Rick is a multi award-winning songwriter, and he's actually worked with Graham Nash and Joe Vitale on the song Shadowland on the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's platinum album, American Dream, which I didn't know.
It was their first reunion, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that, so we got to talk about that, too.
Well,
what we want to talk about, really, is the song you wrote recently for Willie Nelson called Willie the Kid. Why?
Yes.
And what was the purpose? And what is it? I mean, it's a great song. Especially if you love Willie Nelson, I mean, it's an excellent tribute to him. So tell us about it.
I'll tell you about it. I don't remember, like many of my writings, lyrics or whatever, I don't really remember the process of the writing. I remember honestly thinking, Billy the Kid, Willie the Kid, yeah.
Right.
You know, and the rest just came out. And it's one of those songs that I've probably written 10 in a lifetime of songwriting, and that's a long lifetime, that I feel are important songs. Important. You know, that's important. And I've written
songs.
I must be the king of tributes. Pardon me?
This is a fairly recent song. When did you write it?
In 2017. And I have to mention something first and foremost. Is a gentleman named Gil Baker, who director, producer, who working on a film called Session Man that's very much, not very much, but similar to, if you've ever seen, God, what's the name of it? The Wrecking Crew. Denny Tedesco, who is the son of Tommy Tedesco, did that film. And Gil's was similar to that. But I found out I was going to be on this show. I called up Gil after not speaking with him for 4 or 5 months. And his wife told me he had died. So Gil did the video for the song.
Really?
In an unheard of fashion. He did it for nothing. For nothing.
Nice.
He didn't sign us to anything. He didn't. So this call is for Gil. For Gil Baker.
Yes. Rest
Secondly,
in peace, Gil. Yes.
Oh, he's a good guy. Was a,
yeah. And,
a great guy.
And
but,
for those who don't know, the Wrecking Crew was like in the 60s, the major, major session band that played on every song you probably ever heard in the 60s.
Oh,
and they were
with Leon Russell and...
Yeah,
with,
I think before they
ever made it. I mean, you know, it's just
Glenn
Campbell.
Yeah.
Hal Blaine.
You name
amazing.
It. They played on everything.
Yeah. So, and my co-writer, I by the way, I'm not a singer songwriter. I'm a lyricist.
Right.
I write words, and that's all I've ever done. And I write.
So do you write the melody? Do you write the melody also, or just the lyric?
No, I have some vague melody in my mind when I write the lyric, and I've fortunately worked with enough co-writers where they kind of like it that way because they think I have a sense of the rhythm of the words or something like that. So, but way back, way back when. Bernie Taupin was writing for Elton John. It still is, I guess. That was an example of a lyricist writing the lyrics first. So that kind of, for me at that time, way back, validated, you know, what I was doing. And I could write lyrics to music, obviously, but it hasn't happened that way. So the Willie lyric came first.
Right.
Joel was very helpful with fine tuning. He's the guy who was in at Beard Studios getting it recorded. He's the composer. You know, he deals with studios. I deal with words. You know. So.
And now Jim Pimmel was the wrote the music on this. Is that his name?
No, Joel Plimmer. P-L-I-M-M-E-R. And that's
I
the
got
problem.
The initials right. I got the initials right.
Yeah, you got the initials right. And he's a dear friend. I've known him. We've written together on and off, mostly on and off, for over 30 years. So,
wow.
I think there's, and this is just my own opinion, we need a renaissance in the arts, including country music, pop music, in terms of books. Writing for a market is not conducive to great art.
No, we need a change. It's the music industry is cyclical, and it has not changed the cycle in many, many years. Please, somebody do something.
And I think we have to go back. If you look at Willie the Kid, it's kind of a traditional type song.
Yeah.
We have to go backwards. I mean, because otherwise we're infiltrated with rap, bridges. And I'm sorry, but that's not the country I know. You know?
Right. Exactly.
That's,
I hear you.
But about Willie, I have to explain that I have a friend on Facebook who's his PR agent, PR manager. And I see her posts, and over the span of the past 5 years, 6 years, seeing what he has done over the past 5 or 6 years is breathtaking. I mean, it's like unbelievable. I saw him 2 years ago in concert here in Santa Cruz. Mm. Amazing. I mean, you don't even have to say for a guy his age. Amazing. So
I've never seen him. I've never seen him live.
Well, I've seen him like 5 or 6 times, but yeah. I was never a true fanatic, but I'm not a fanatic about anyone except maybe Dylan, you know, but I'm a lyricist. Rodney Crowell once said.
Go ahead, honey. I was going to ask
Rodney Crowell once said that lyrics that if a lyricist or somebody who's lyrically oriented doesn't view Bob Dylan as the linchpin of lyrics for our generation or the second half of the 20th century, then they're misguided, you know, because Bob Dylan is the end all and be all of the beginning of bringing substance to lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a lyricist. How many lyricists are there now? I don't know.
Nowadays, I don't know, and most of them are probably
your age.
You
don't hear the word lyricist much anymore.
Right. The most lyricists are your age, my age, and from that generation. I don't think there are lyricists now. Like you said,
I always thought of country music when I was writing it in the late 80s, early 90s, as the last bastion of well-crafted material, well-crafted lyrics. And now I can listen, and back then I'd listen to 3 songs and go, I wish I wrote that song. I'd hear something like The Dance. I'd go, I wish I wrote that song.
Right.
I hardly
hear that. Or I could have wrote that song.
Yeah. It's not like I wish I could. It's like.
No. It's like when you hear it, like, oh, I could have wrote that.
Yeah. That's more accurate. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So, but in terms of Willie, I was just so taken by everything about him. In fact, earlier today,
how old is he now?
I had some Willie's Reserve earlier today. So, you know what that is.
Yes. 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 Do you know how old he is? I haven't looked at his bio.
He's 87.
Oh, God bless him. Jesus.
God bless him. I'll tell you.
My God.
So, you know, I have to admit, when he first was around in 75, I was first, early in the 70s. This is I hate to admit this, my 7th decade writing songs.
Wow.
You know, where the 60s, not that much. But 60s all the way through 2020s, you know, so that's 7 decades. Now, that dates me, but who cares at this point? You know, I don't care if I'm dating.
Music is timeless.
As long as you come up with the goods, you know.
Right. Music is timeless. It doesn't matter how old you are to write it or listen to it. If it's good, it's good, you know, and it will be timeless. So I did want to ask you, does Willie know about this song or no?
Well, his family knows.
Okay.
His son knows. Lucas.
Has he ever heard it?
Probably, to tell you the truth, Lucas Nelson is brilliant as well. You know, he has a promise of the real. I put this Willie song on his website for Promise of the Real, and it got so many, you know, accolades, so many people liking it that they had to come on and say, you know, this is mostly for, you know, like toning it down. They couldn't take me off because it had like 60 likes already. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So I got.
I can't wait for everybody to hear it. I can't wait for everybody to hear it, and they'll know what we're talking about. Because who's actually singing it? It's not you, correct?
No, I'll tell you. If you want, all the guys in the band. I mean,
please.
Had it done at Beard Studios in Nashville. Mm-hmm. The singer is Matt Dame, who's amazing. cut the thing himself. The guitar is Rob McNally and Larry Beard, who runs the studio.
Uh-huh.
Pedal steel, Russ Paul. Keyboards, Jimmy Nichols. Bass, Eli Beard. And drums, Steve
mm-hmm.
Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys in the band. I mean, it's not like I'm the singer in a band. Songwriter.
No, I just didn't know who was doing the vocals. I didn't know who was doing the vocals. That's all. I didn't know if it was you or someone else.
Yeah,
no.
This guy, you couldn't have gotten a better guy to do the vocals.
Oh, it's great. It's
and he's
great,
done
but
other stuff. Like, I didn't realize this. He's done acting and all this stuff. Very talented guy.
Right. But you also mm-hmm. mentioned to me that are you looking for someone else to sing this or?
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal on that?
I'm not looking for Willie to sing it. I'm looking for somebody to sing it and put it. I think this is a no-brainer, but that's my feeling, and I'm off base so much nowadays with the stuff that's happening, but I think it's a no-brainer. The guy is the biggest icon, legend, living legend I can think of, except
mm-hmm.
maybe Jimmy Carter or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're both friends. They're friends of each other's. You know, Willie's a friend of everyone. Like mentioning in the song, Snoop Dogg. He's a friend of Snoop Dogg's.
Right. Well, we know why.
He's a gem of a human. He's a gem of a human being. And I think I wanted to honor him. That's all.
Right.
Simple. You know.
Now you
Bob
mentioned.
Dylan,
you,
I'm sorry.
You
I
made
don't
a mention.
Know my,
No. You made a mention earlier that you think you might be the king of tribute songs. Who else have you written tribute songs for? Or about?
Well, I was invited to. I wrote one called "Childhood Zen," a reflection on the effects of the Kennedy assassination, which was made by a friend of mine into a video, and I was invited to Dallas in 2013 for it to be shown on a number of occasions. So I was on Dealey Square on the 22nd of November 2013.
Mm-hmm.
My song with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, it's called Shadowland, and I watched the movie Platoon in 1987. Early 87. And then I saw it a second time. My brother did three tours with the Navy SEALs. So, you know, I have some. I did not go. I could have gone, but I didn't. Back then they had a draft, you know. But
yeah.
I saw
Bone
this
spurs?
Movie and I wrote.
I said bone spurs? You couldn't go? I'm only kidding.
Bone spurs.
I'm only kidding.
No. Yeah, I know. It's a good joke.
Go ahead. But, I know. Go ahead.
No bone spurs. My number was too high. That's all. I probably would have gone in.
Yeah. Well, good thing you didn't. But thank you to your family members who did.
But Shadowland was written in response to seeing Platoon, in response to my brother's experience. And it's about the effects of war on the Vietnam vets. And it would be on any vets, but it came out in 1988. And the one thing I want to give young writers hope is in 1987 when I wrote this lyric, back then there was no email. There was no way to get to people. I sent it out to a bunch of addresses I had with a cover letter or whatever. It's very simple. And it happened to me at Graham Nash's home address.
Mm-hmm.
So four nights later, he calls me and says he's never been so moved, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Myra.
And a year and a half later, it was on their CD, the record. And I got a platinum record for it. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You
know? And that just shows that determination, persistence, and taking a chance, putting your stuff out there is the most important thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. If you don't, how's anybody going to hear it? So, well, you know what? Why don't we tap into it? What do you think? I would love for everybody to hear it because it's really, really good. And tell me what you guys think. And give us a call, 646-478-0999. This is Rick Ryan's song called Willie the Kid. Hold on one moment.
And Joel,
go, and Joel Plummer. And Joel.
Who don't know all the facts behind a Willie show? Back when sequin suits and Acme boots were fine. Back when movie shows still cost a quarter. When greasy ducktails were in order. Back when you rode crazy for Patsy Cline. Yeah, underneath them tailored tweeds, you were an outlaw from the start. Help to feed those folks in need, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did. But you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. Wailing to Snoop Dogg, you help to see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. With Johnny, Waylon, you and Chris, the highwaymen just couldn't miss. Then for Towns Van Zandt, singing that Marie. Like a sliced fox that's running wild, you can say that you're God's problem child. But your music ain't no problem to me. Well, beneath them braids and hippie beats, you were an outlaw from the start. Planting seeds and living free, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did. But you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you help us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. Comes from your soul, you just let your feelings take control, then you go right back on the road again. You told the truth for over six decades, with Neil and John you launched Farm Aid. For years so many hearts have found a friend. You're out there helping those in need, you were an outlaw from the start. Now fighting greed, smoking weed, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. You always sang it right down to the bone. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did. But you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you help us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid.
I love it, Rick. That's the first I listened to it its entirety. I mean, when you sent it to me, I just listened to snippets because I sometimes like to hear it for the first time on the show to see what my reaction is. But, man, that is so good. Oh, I don't. You don't need anybody else to sing that. He sounds fantastic.
I know. And somebody might do it worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God,
I think
perfect.
It's radio ready right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Know?
It is. That's a package item right there.
geez, it's like no one has to do shit. You know what I mean?
Nope. It's all they got to do is push the button and hit play.
And the only people who have any ownership of this are me and the and Joel, myself and Joel.
Right.
That's it. Right. Cool. We haven't signed anything away to anybody.
Good. Well, it's fabulous. I loved it. I loved it. And
thank you.
How did we find each other? I don't remember how we found each other. How did we find each other? I don't know.
It was on a dark
and
stormy night. You know what I mean? I don't...
Somewhere in the bridge was washed out. But it is great.
The bridge was washed out. Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that. I mean, it was so good. My God. I mean, I'm going to post it after the show and let folks hear it too. So now you're also an author besides being a lyricist. And tell us about your books. What books you have out and what type of genre are your books?
The diametric opposite of my song lyrics. The first two are semi-autobiographical. When I was 18, I worked in a state mental hospital. I wasn't a patient. I worked in one. And that colors some. Yeah, I wasn't a patient. But at 16, I was hitchhiking around the country and working on sword fishing boats and all this shit. But I was working at a state mental hospital. The first book is about all the books. The two books are kind of about madness. So it's not like my lyrics. One's called Nut House. The other is called A Labyrinth of Voices, A Chronicle of Seduction and Madness, where I don't know. I won't go into them. And then the third one is the one that I sent John, and that's not printed yet. And I don't want to talk about that much, but I'm looking for a publisher on that. So, I mean, it's kind of unique. Anyway. The publishing market is like the music market. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And I have, they want, like I said, things in, they're looking for certain categories. And if you don't fit in that category, whether it's LGBT or whether it's women's issues or whether it's men's issues or whether it's, you know, trouble with your bodily functions or you know, whatever, they'll take books on that. How-to books.
Right.
So you write a book artistically something, and they don't want it. You know,
and
no grade. I'm not putting myself on any level of anything, but none of the in the past, everyone studied, even the Beatles studied the great authors, or great songwriters in the past. Now it seems like people might be looking to Eminem, or you know, I mean, for how to write a song, and that's not the way it works. You have to go back to the people. Or the masters at their craft. That's the way it's
done.
Well, it's not easy. It's not easy. It takes work. So anyway, I'll pontificate.
You have to be committed, that's for sure.
I have people coming up to me all the time saying, you know, I have a book in me. I usually respond by saying, then sit your ass down and write the book. I don't want to hear about it. You know?
Talk
is cheap.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
Maybe I call a spade too much. You know.
Well, Rick, where can people, if this is the
now? I'm kind of a private person who lives kind of a Spartan existence, and
but where can they get the song? If they wanted to download the song or anything like that. I mean,
It's on YouTube. But it's hard to find. You can't just put Willie the Kid. You can put my last name, Willie the Kid Ryan, or Willie the Kid Ryan Plummer. It's unfortunate, but the search for Willie the Kid brings up some rap guy named Willie the Kid. So.
Oh. Yeah, we don't want to confuse
but just
that.
Put my last name, Ryan, you'll find it.
Yeah, well, you got to get it up on iTunes so you can start getting this thing streamed and make some money on it.
Yeah. Well, I want it recorded, or I want it somebody to issue it, to release it as it is then. Now
right.
is the time.
Right.
Now
well, have you reached out to any program directors down in Nashville or anything like that? I mean,
I've been trying. I have. But
that's what you got to do.
Especially over the past 2 weeks. I've probably been driving some nuts because I posted so much. But I feel an urgency about this for some reason. I mean, God, if my dad was 87 years old, I'd be feeling a little bit of an urgency just from that. The age, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And
wow.
This is not written as an epitaph or whatever. This is as a living tribute.
Right.
I don't
want
to change it. I don't want to have to change it to past tense.
Right.
You know?
It's his story, man. It's his live story. It's his life and live story, and it's on point. Every bit, every little thing about it, every word has meaning to him. I mean, and it was not done in a way that was cheap either. I mean, the lyrics are really, they're thick, you know. They're not thin lyrics. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I am very happy with it. Let's say that. I'm very happy to the response. But I start to think, are these people in charge? Are they all 35-year-old? I don't know. Music in the music in the country music business. Are they all? Do
well,
they can't
you know,
they see?
Years ago, well, years ago was a bunch of old men who were telling young kids what to listen to. So I don't know what.
I
they
don't
got
mind young kids, but when money and enterprise is everything and art is not, then we're losing something as a culture. When it's all enterprise, when it all comes down to money.
Right, right.
Because when I grew up, it was never about money. It was, sure, I might get rich and blah, 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 but I'm into writing this, and I want to be great someday as a writer, not I want to be a multimillionaire. So things have changed.
Yeah.
I'm very
Well, when we were younger, I mean, you're talking, you had Ahmet Erdogan and all those guys. I mean, they were older men.
Yeah.
Telling what kids should be listening to, you know, and picking and choosing what should be on the radio. But it was good stuff. It was good stuff.
They came out with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ahmet Erdogan did, and a bunch of other people.
Right. No, I'm just saying that the times have changed where, you know, now you've got this younger crew probably working in the music industry and telling what these kids should be listening to now, where if we maybe had someone older our age running the music industry, we'd be hearing more of Crosby, Stills, and Nash and all our favorite artists who have never stopped writing. My God, they've got music to play, but there's no outlet other than online.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's bring radio back.
And,
let's bring real radio
with
back.
With the way things are now, I think we all have in us a what's the use switch. You know what I mean? Almost like going, what's the use? You know? And it's easier now to turn on that switch than it used to be. Because you don't make money as a songwriter. You know? It's all streamed. I mean, why write songs? You know? I mean, for me, it was never about getting chicks. Because the guys in the band always got the chicks. A lyricist gets nothing. He goes home and writes a lyric.
Right,
you know?
Right. And he hears a song on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, I heard Shadowland my CSNY song once. Opening presents with my, 3-year-old son? 4-year-old son? And it comes on the radio. That was thrilling. On Christmas Day.
Nice. Yeah.
That was the first time I ever heard a song I'd written on the radio, so it was perfect timing.
Right, right. Especially at Christmas. What a present, right?
Nice. Yeah.
Well, Rick, are you other than the book? Are you working on anything else right now? Are you working on
I have a children's book that's ready for publication. Or ready? I have to, of course, find an artist, a very good artist. Children's book that's equally good. So, but you know, it's like too many things to juggle. I have to find a publisher first. Because it's not that easy. You have to jump through so many hoops. And I'm not willing to jump through those hoops at a certain point.
Well, why don't you just put it up on Amazon? I mean, that's a start.
Yeah. No. But unless you promote. I have two books on Amazon right now. Nuthouse and A Labyrinth of Voices. They're both on Amazon.
Right.
But unless
because
you have to, in some way, promote your material.
And why aren't you doing it?
Because I'm too busy writing new material. A true artist, and I'm not saying I'm so great, but a true artist, as soon as they're done with one thing, sets it aside and goes to the next thing.
Right.
Because the one thing is no longer exists. You know?
Right.
In my lifetime, artists have had to put on two hats. I don't think it used to be that way. They have to sell their stuff. They have to write their stuff. You know, I think writing it, if you really put your heart into it, is enough. You know,
right.
Somebody else
right.
should sell it for you.
Right. I don't know about you, but when I have a song that I want to write and it's in my head, it'll drive me crazy until I put it down. And then once it's down, I never hear it again in my head. So I get something else. Like you said, we move on to something else, right? So, but that's what happens to it. It'll be in my head over and over and over again until I put it down, lay it down. And then once it's done and in the can, I never hear it in my head again.
It's
so
like
weird.
Exercise yourself from that.
It's weird. It's so weird, but oh, God.
I'll exercise it for you.
Yeah. Well, Rick, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And I apologize
anytime pardon me?
No, I was apologizing for GT.
Anytime you want me to come on, I'll come on.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to promote your books? We'll promote your books. I have no problem doing that. You know, and we'd love to hear you.
Let's start with the song. You haven't read
my
books yet.
Read them.
Well, I'm hoping John Reed, see if you want to promote it.
I'm hoping after tonight's show and after I do some online promotion for you as well, maybe you'll get a little legs with this from us, I hope. And,
hey, you're a sweet lady, Joanne. You are. Thank you.
I told you too, huh?
I'm just some guy, you know.
I'm just some girl. So you know,
right.
A song for you.
Sounds
he's
like a Bruce
just
Springs.
Some guy. I'm just some girl. And we're living this crazy world. What, honey?
Sing it.
Oh, I want you to sing with me. Let's write it.
I was in the Bruce Springsteen. You know, and Born to Run instead of Willie back in 75. I was very
Where are you from, Rick? Where do you live right now? And where are you born and raised?
I'm in Santa Cruz, California. Nice place. I lived in L.A. for a long period of time. And I then, Phoenix. And prior to that, and that's why I worked at the Arizona State Hospital. Prior to that, I was born in the Boston area.
Oh, okay. So you're an East Coast guy. Okay. All right.
Well,
no, I'm just curious
that's
your background.
My sensibilities might be a little bit more New Yorkish than LA-ish. if those aren't words, I'll make them words.
With the Flyers? Are you okay with the Flyers out there?
With what? Oh,
are
the Flyers.
Okay with the Flyers? Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah, but I have another. I have them. I'm separated from my wife. I've been married forever, and she
that's
lives in our Well, yeah, it's all, everything is a problem. But if you perceive it as a problem, I try and look at things as possibilities, not problems. But or I try my best. But we have a manufactured home up in Ashland, Oregon, and that place almost got it. You know, that town just it destroyed an entire town 10 miles away.
I can't believe it.
I mean, there's. I just hope the government gives us some help, because these are weird times, you know.
Oh well.
And I don't know. I just think it's a joy for me to have the blessing of co-writing this song with Joel Plimmer.
Yes.
And a positive. It really affects me, you know.
It's really touching. It's deep. It's a deep song.
I'm not saying the song. I'm just saying the prospect of honoring this giant.
Right.
Is humbling.
Right, and it was done exceptionally well. My God, ridiculously well. It's. I mean, like I said, you touched on every aspect of his life. Even like Waylon, I mean, my God,
he
I mean,
smoking dope, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Planted the seeds in more ways than one, too, you know. So, but you're
oh, I'll come back on your show anytime, and you're very special.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Rick. It was a pleasure having you on, and I love playing a song.
Hey, it was a pleasure being on. I hope I've done well.
Yes, thank you.
This is my first time.
you're not a virgin. Stop.
in terms of other things, no, not at all. But
I'm talking about this. You've done this before.
Yes, I am a virgin.
Oh.
I'm
glad I broke your cherry.
I avoid stuff like this, usually. But you were so kind and nice that I thought, what the hell?
Well, I couldn't help it. The song was just great, and I want people to hear it. And I couldn't help it. We have to let the world hear this.
Thank you. I hope you can fill in the rest of your time somehow.
Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'll have an early night. I'm having an early night.
I could draw a couple eyes on the wall and talk to them if I had to. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. No. I like to talk, but I'm just saying I haven't been up to snuff lately. So when the shows end early, I'm quite happy because I can relax a little bit. So, yes, everybody needs that. Rick, thank you. Go ahead. Finish. Oh, sure. What were we going to say?
No, this puts a voice to the face on me, and for some people, you.
Yeah, yeah.
So whoop-de-shit, man.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. But
all
right,
Rick,
thank
you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you and speaking with you, and I can't wait to hear this thing take off. Willie the Kid, everybody,
hey,
we're going to play it again.
Thanks,
and good luck, and wish you nothing but the best. You better let me know if anything happens with this song, because I think
I'll let you know immediately.
All right. Rick Ryan, thank you so much. What on?
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said, but.
Because of you.
I wouldn't mind being behind you 100%.
Thank you. That humble.
All right, honey. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Humility right now. Mixed with
Take care. It was a pleasure, and we will talk soon.
Thanks so much, Joanna.
You too. All right, honey. Take it easy. Bye bye.
You too.
Have a good night.
Too.
Take care.
You
bye.
Too.
All right. Boy. Oof. Rick was definitely, he said he was taken into the reserve earlier. And but he was a lot of fun. I enjoyed talking to him. And I'm telling you, this song is really, really good. I enjoy it thoroughly. And I'm going to post it and let you guys hear it. I'd love to know what you think. Let's get this song out there. If not for Rick, let's do it for Willie Nelson, because this song is just a tribute to him beyond. And it would be great if he heard a tribute song while he was alive instead of someone putting out a tribute song after they passed. And you know what? I don't know if that's ever been done. I don't know. I have to really think about that. Has there been a tribute song out with someone still alive? I have to think about that. Sorry, I don't know off the top of my head. I can't think right now. But I do apologize for GT Spooner not joining us tonight. I made a mistake. As you guys know, my typing isn't fantastic. Instead of writing the 16th in my email, I wrote the 6th. So we missed GT Spooner tonight. But I'm hoping to get him in the end of September or in October. We're going to play his new song, Love Coming, Love From All Angles, I believe it is, or Love Coming From All Angles. I don't have it in front of me, hon. I'm sorry. But, yeah, so that was Rick Ryan, lyricist, songwriter of the new song, Willie the Kid, him and Jim Pummel, and I believe that's the name. I don't have that in front of me either. And I want to say thank you all for listening, and I'm going to close with the song playing. But I'd like to, again, say thank you to Rick, our sponsors, our listeners. And our sponsors are the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnesville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, and Joey Max Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oral satisfaction guaranteed. And another thing, we have some goodies here to give away, and I keep forgetting to post that I have goodies. We've got some merchandise from Joey Max, some free food, T-shirts. If you're in the Harrison, Kearney area, Newark, all my New Jersey area, if you're in the area, and that'd be perfect for you for the food. But it's T-shirts, hey, I love T-shirts. Our T-shirts are coming. We have some books from our prior guests that we have to give away. I'm going to make a little box here and call it my little treasure chest. And if you call in, and I will pull something out, and you'll be the lucky winner of that prize. So we need you to call in to win, though. But anyway, thank you so much to Rick Ryan for joining us. And coming up on the 20th, Sunday, I'm excited. The legend, the king of impressions, Mr. Rich Little. I cannot believe I have him on the show. That's number one. And I am, like, thrilled to have him, honored to have him. And I'm just blessed. I can't believe that I speak to half the people I speak to here. And my thank yous are just beyond. And then the 23rd, Kirk Fletcher. He's a blues musician. And we're going to play a new song of his. So, and Paul Cruz from the Santa Monica, California. Not Santa Monica. Oh, I'm a mess. Hey, it's JoJo going solo. I'm trying, okay? So, and then we're going to have Allison Ongren back on from Little House on the Prairie. She played Nellie Olson. And the 30th, we have our friendly friend, Mr. Artie Hoffman, our wonderful psychic. We love having him on, and we hope you guys listen in and give a call in to Artie. We'd appreciate that. And Artie will read you over the air, so pretty cool. So anyway, thank you again, everybody. I'm going to end. I'll play a little bit of Willie the Kid again for you guys, and we'll end the show. And be patient with me as I go JoJo go solo. I said that to myself, to the kids today. I said, guess what? They said, what? I said, JoJo's going solo tonight. And I said, oh, that's my new line. JoJo's going solo. So if you thought I made boo-boos before, there's going to be a lot more now. But, hey, that's live radio, and it's what makes it fun. So here, again, is Rick Ryan, lyricist, who wrote Willie the Kid. I'll let you hear a little bit of that, and we'll end the show. Have a good night. Take care. Be kind to each other, please. All right. Have a good night, all. Bye-bye.
Who don't know all the facts behind a Willie show? Back when sequin suits and Acme boots were fine. Back when movie shows still cost a quarter, when greasy ducktails were in order. Back when you rode crazy for Patsy Cline. Yeah, underneath them tailored tweeds, you were an outlaw from the start. You helped to feed those folks. Man, you're such a breed apart, but you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped to see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. With Johnny, Waylon, you and Chris, the highwaymen just couldn't miss. Then for Towns Van Zandt, singing that Marie. Like the slice fox that's running wild, you can say that you're God's problem child, but your music ain't no problem to me. Well, beneath them braids and hippie beats, you were an outlaw from the start. Planting seeds and living free, man, you're such a breed apart, but you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. Comes from your soul, you just let your feelings take control, then you go right back on the road again. You told the truth for over 6 decades, with Neil and John you launched Farm Aid. For years so many hearts have found a friend. You're out there helping those in need, you were an outlaw from the start. Now fighting greed, smoking weed, man, you're such a breed apart, but you're still a kid at heart. You always say you're right down to the bone. Where will it kiss? Look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, will it kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid.